Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Hello, Chester. Your water was off, but now it's on again. Gas going down and stamps going up. Bonaparte, the 100-year-old turtle, is back in the pond he calls home. Skydiver crashes into roof. Movies are back in the park. And Mark Auerbach is on the arts beat. Well, we call it Monday in Western Mass. That's right. July 11, and here's your forecast for today. Mostly sunny, high of 87. The winds are southwest 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. Low of 64. The winds are 5 to 10. The ultraviolet index at 9. The humidity at 41%. Get the kids reading. The Springfield Summer Reading Program at the Springfield Library is underway. The annual Summer Reading Club is located at the Brightwood Neighborhood Library branch. Now, in addition to the Springfield Library announcing that effective immediately, overdue fines will no longer accrue on books and other circulating materials, and past late fines will be eliminated entirely. Going fine-free doesn't mean that library items don't need to be returned, and lost or damaged items will still incur a fee. However, going fine-free allows for patrons to get materials back in a time frame that might work better for their schedules or ability to get to a local branch. Congratulations, Tiffany Appleton. Tiffany has been named president on the board of directors at Dakin Humane Society in Springfield. Ms. Appleton joined the board in 2017, served as its secretary from 2020 to 2022, and she's currently the associate employer director relations at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, and it's a position she's held for the past 2 years. Prior to that, Ms. Appleton was a director of accounting and finance division at Johnson & Hill Staffing Services in West Springfield, and she did this from 2016 to 2020. Ms. Appleton earned both a Master of Education, Science Education, and Bachelor of Science Chemistry at the University of Mass in Lowell, and she previously served as a board member at the Family Business Center of Pioneer Valley from 2018 to 2020. She's a resident of Amherst, Mass. Congratulations, Tiffany. Mayor Sarno would like to encourage residents to check in with their heating, fuel, and oil providers to review any fuel assistance programs that might be available. Now, with the ever-increasing cost for heating, fuel, and oil, it's important for residents to review all of their options for assistance when purchasing their heating, fuel, and oil needs. Some fuel providers will offer a budget plan to help residents with the cost of their fuel needs by calculating a monthly payment plan to help avoid a fluctuating and significant increase in the heating bill, especially during winter. Additionally, by contacting your heating, fuel, and oil provider, you can also see if they offer a capped budget plan where you can lock in additional protection by securing a capped fuel price to avoid paying more in the event the market cost for fuel should increase. Bonaparte, a 100-year-old common snapping turtle, fled the drained wetlands complex that he called home right before the winter of 2021. Now, Bonaparte didn't have enough time to find a new habitat before brumation. So I'm not a turtle authority, so brumation is an unfamiliar term for me, but Bonaparte has begrudgingly stayed at the rehab center throughout winter. Now that his pond is refilling, Bonaparte is excitedly awaiting his return home. Bonaparte was welcomed back Sunday to Watershop's pond. Now, it was a difficult 2 years, but he's back where he belongs, in the pond, where he can hopefully enjoy many more years as one of the oldest of Springfield's snapping turtle population. I bet you he gets those flyers in the mail from AARP. Welcomed new for beleaguered motorists as gas prices continue to drop down a little bit. The national average is still high at $4.68 a gallon, but that's down more than 10 cents from just a week ago. Experts say we could go down another 5 to 10 cents a gallon over the next week or so, but hurricane season is here, and the demand for fuel during natural disasters typically drives prices higher. It's just a seesaw. What can we say? The Orange Fire Department was notified by Jumptown Skydiving that a skydiver had an entanglement of his main and reserve chute and had a hard landing on top of a building in the industrial park. The ambulance, one and ladder from Orange, responded along with the call force firefighters. The patient conscious and alert. The aerial ladder was extended to the top of a Seaman paper warehouse, and fire and EMS personnel made their way to the patient. Injuries were deemed to be non-life-threatening. However, a medical helicopter was requested to the Orange Airport at approximately 8:28 p.m. Once on the ground, the patient was loaded into the ambulance and transported to the landing zone and subsequently transported to UMass by UMass Memorial Life Flight. Well, here's some more good news. You can put that in quotation marks. The U.S. Postal Service has raised the price of mailing a first-class letter effective Sunday. A forever stamp's going to cost 60 cents when the post office opened up today. In addition to the 2-cent price increase on first-class stamps, other postal services will also cost more. Postcard stamps, certified mail, and money order fees are among the services subjected to rate hikes. The U.S. Postal Service said the hikes amount to about a 6.5% increase across the board. And they point out the added expense is still less than the rate of inflation, which is nearly 8%. Over the weekend, a water main break left virtually the entire water supply of the town of Chester empty. That's right, the whole town's water leaked out. Now on Friday, a broken pipe drained the town's water supply. About 95% of the water has, at this point, been restored to the town. But about 17 families are still without water, and a boil water order is in effect to protect residents from health risks. As of 6 p.m. Sunday evening, all water is turned on in Chester. A boil water order has been issued and will stay in place until the DEP says otherwise. So the state of emergency put into effect on Friday at 10 a.m. will be lifted when appropriate. And now, on the Arts Beat, our friend of the theater, Mark Auerbach, joins us on Pioneer Valley Radio. Mark?
The summer theater and music scene is in full swing. Anna and the Tropics, Neelie Kroes's 2003 Pulitzer Prize-winning play, comes to Barrington Stage's Boyd Quinson Main Stage in downtown Pittsfield with performances July 16 through the 30th. Set in 1929 in one of the last Cuban cigar factories in Tampa, a lector begins reading sections of Anna Karenina to entertain the workers who are rolling cigars, and the characters of the Russian classic become parallel to the workers' lives. The cast includes Blanca Camacho, Alexis Cruz, Gilbert Cruz, Wilson Germain, Heredia, Marina Perez, Alex Rodriguez, and Gabriela Saker. Elena Arios directs. For details, barringtonstageco.org. A Walk in the Woods, Lee Blessing's powerhouse of a drama about two super arms negotiators, one Russian and one American, who meet privately in the woods outside Geneva, gets a timely revival at Shakespeare and Company, July 15th through September 4th, in the Roman Garden Theater. Alan Burroughs and Jonathan Epstein co-star, James Warwick directs. For details, shakespeare.org. Meanwhile at Shakespeare and Company, there's plays in progress. A new initiative from Shakespeare and Company that places solo shows, readings, radio play adaptations, nods to Shakespeare's texts, and much more center stage. Some of the upcoming presentations include Tilly No Nobody, Catastrophes of Love, written and starring Bella Merlin, July 16th and 17th, Tamara Hickey in This Is It, July 23rd, 24th, written by Hickey and Kate Kohler-Armory, and Samuel Beckett's first radio play, All That Fall with Annette Miller, July 30th and 31st. For details, shakespeare.org. Public Speaking 101. Mark St. Germain's comedy has its world premiere at Great Barrington Public Theater, July 14th through the 24th. Jim Frangione directs the play about an erotic amateur actress who leads her community theater class of terrified adults to compete in their county's first annual public speaking competition. For details, greatbarringtonpublictheater.org. Parsons Dance, the contemporary American dance company founded by David Parsons and Tony Award-winning lighting designer Howell Blinkley, returns to the Mahaley Center for the Performing Arts in Great Barrington for two performances, July 16th and 17th. Their repertoire will include six dances, Kind of Blue, Balance of Power, Nascimento, Envelope, Caught, and The Road, all staples of the company. The details, Mahiwe, MAHIWE.org. Anne of Green Gables, a folk rock musical based on the classic story, has its world premiere at Goodspeed Musicals, July 15 through September 4th. Anne of Green Gables features book and lyrics by Maddie O'Brien with music by Matt Vincent, Jen Thompson, who staged memorable Goodspeed productions of The Music Man, Oklahoma, and Bye Bye Birdie duets. Goodspeed has premiered several musicals over the year that have gone on to worldwide acclaim, including Man of La Mancha, Shenandoah, Annie, and Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn. For details, goodspeed.org. And Seven Arts Concerts continues their season with the music of Schubert, Schumann, Dvorak, Frank, and Villa-Lobos on July 17th, with the cellist Christopher James and pianist Luis Ortiz. They'll honor Schubert's 225th anniversary with a performance of his Arpeggioni. James and Ortiz performed together at Seven Arts in 2018, and the following week, pianist Yi-Yin Sun, whose All Beethoven program charmed Seven Arts audiences last season, returns July 24th with an All Schubert program. For details, sevenarts.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. And from stage to screen, it is the return of Movies in the Park in Springfield. The city's public movie nights being held in Springfield's parks once again this summer. The movie series will begin on Monday, July 11th, that would be tonight, to Friday, July 29th, with all showings at 8:15 p.m. Here's the movie schedule for the first week. In Marshall Roy Park, Encanto. Wednesday in Calhoun Park, Encanto. Thursday, Encanto will be screened in Myrtle Street Park. And on Friday, Encanto will be screened in Nathanville Park. Thank you very much for joining me to get our week off to a start here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I will return with tomorrow's program on Tuesday, of course, available to you on demand day and night here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.